This is an OU Nachyomi podcast of the 11th parak, the 11th chapter of Nehemiah, Parak Yud Aleph of Sefer Nehemiah. So this parak begins right after the Amana, the Brit that was made with all of the Jews that had returned. Picks up Vayeshvu Sarei Ha'am Yerushalayim. Sharei Mipilu Gorolot Lavi Echad Min Ha'asara Lashevet Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh B'Teishah Yadot Be'arim. So the princes lived in Yerushalayim, and the rest of the people drew lots, so that one-tenth of the people would live in Yerushalayim, the holy city, and the other 9 portions, the other 90%, would live in the cities. The people blessed all of those who volunteered to live in Yerushalayim. Meaning, if there are people that volunteered, so obviously then nobody had to be forced. The more they volunteered to live in Yerushalayim, the fewer had to be forced. Now, the importance of this is, one of the reasons is strategic. You want to have a population center. Remember, in the time of Chizkiyahu, Yerushalayim was the one city that was saved from the siege, from the conquest of Ashur. But more than that, it's not just about military strategy, it's about cultural strategy. You know, if a culture has a center, if a culture has a base, then that culture can begin to develop and can begin to flower and can begin to, in a large city, even a small city, you have the ferment, you have the exchange of the cross-pollination, the exchange of ideas that's necessary in order to make a culture vibrant. We saw a little bit with the changes that Nehemiah and Ezra made with regard to Shabbos, the observance of Shabbos. Those are all urban elements of Shabbos, right? You know, the commerce is something which is particularly urban, and people that live in cities generally are not the ones who are engaged in agriculture. So you have a little bit of a shift. You have a mild urbanization going on. Granted, it was only 10% of the population, but that still is a trend toward urbanization. Ve'ele Roshei HaMedina SheYashvu BiYerushalayim. These are the leaders of the province that dwelled in Yerushalayim, Barei Yehuda, and in the cities of Yehuda, Yashvu Ish Be'achuzato Ba'areihem. In Yehuda, everybody dwelt in their estate, in their city. Yisrael, Kohanim, Alevim, Netinim, the Yisraelim, the Kohanim, the Levim, the Netinim, Uvnei Avdei Shlomo, and the children of the servants of Shlomo. Uvi Yerushalayim, Yashvu, Mibnei Yehuda, Mibnei Benyamin. In Yerushalayim, people from Yehuda and Binyamin dwelled. Ibn Yehuda, Ataya ben Uziah ben Zechariah ben Amariah ben Shaphtiah ben Mahalalel ibn Peretz. Right. So one of these leaders that lived in Yerushalayim from the tribe of Yehuda was Ataya, etc. Maasaya ben Baruch ben Kol Chose ben Chazaya ben Adaya ben Yariv ben Zechariah ben Hashiloni. And so the first one was from Peretz, this one is from Sheila. Kol b'nei Peretz hayoshvim Yerushalayim 468 anshei chayil. All of the people from Peretz that lived in Yerushalayim were 468 valiant men. Ve'ele b'nei Binyamin. These are the people of Binyamin. Salu ben Meshulam ben Yoed ben Pidaya ben Kolaya ben Maasiyah ben Itiel ben Yeshaya. That's the one of them. Acharav, and after him, Gabai Salai Chamaot Esrimushmona. Gabai Salai 928. Yoel ben Zichri Pakid Alehem. Yoel ben Zichri was their overseer. Yehuda ben Hasinua Al Ha'ir Mishneh. And Yehuda ben Hasinua was the second over the city. Mina Kohanim, these are the Kohanim that lived in Yerushalayim. Yedaya ben Yoyariv Yachin. Sraya ben Chilkiah ben Meshulam ben Tzadok ben Merayot ben Achituv the Gid Beit Elohim. Right? Sraya, who was the ruler, the leader over the Beis HaMikdash, Achayim, their brothers, Seam Lachal Abayit, those who did the work in the temple, Shmonemiot Ve'esrim Mushnaim, 822, Vadaya ben Yeruchan ben Palaliah ben Amtzi ben Zcharya ben Pashur ben Milkiyav, Be'achav Rashim Le'avot, and his brothers, the chiefs of their father's house, Matayim Arbayim Mushnaim, 242, Va'amshesai ben Azrael ben Achazai ben Mashlimot ben Imer v'Achayhem Giborei Chayil, and their brothers, mighty men of valor, Me'av Esrim Ushman, another 128, Ufakid Aleihem, and the person who oversaw them was Zavdiel ben Hagidolim. Zavdiel, the son of Hagidolim. Min HaLevihim, these are the Levites, the Levihim. Shmaya ben Chashuv ben Azrikam ben Chashaviah ben Buni, Vishavtai, Yozavad al Malacha Chitzona. Shavtai and Yozavad were on the outer work, right? They were the Levet Elohim, the outer, the work that had to do with the Beit HaMikdash, Mirshei HaLevim, and they were of the chiefs of the Levim. Umatanya ben Micha ben Zavdi ben Asaf, Rosh, the head was Matanya. Hatchila Yehodel Latfila. He was the chief. He was the first one who would begin the Thanksgiving prayers. Ubakbukia Mishne Me'achav, and his assistant, his second in command, was the person that was second amongst his brothers was Bakbukia. Avda ben Shemua ben Galal ben Yedutun. Kol Avim b'Yir HaKodesh, the Levim, all told in Yerushalayim, Matayim Ushmonim Barba, 284. Vashoarim, and those the people that kept the gates, Akuv Talmon, Vachehem Hashomrim Basharim, and their brothers who guarded the gates, Me'avashivim Ushnaim, 172 of them. Shari Yisrael Kohanim Alevim B'chol Arei Yehuda Ish Ben Achlato. The rest of the Kohanim and Levim, they all lived in their estates. And their inherited estates in all the cities of Yehuda. V'hanetinim yoshvim ba'ofel. The Netinim lived in the Ofel, which was an area in Yerushalayim, just outside the Beit HaMikdash. V'tzicha v'gishpa al Netinim. And in charge of the Netinim were tzicha and gishpa. Ufkida Levim b'Yerushalayim, Uzi ben Bani ben Chashaviah. The overseer of the Levim in Yerushalayim was Uzi ben Bani ben Chashaviah ben Matanya ben Micha mibnei Asaf HaMeshoririm, from the family of Asaf, the singers, Leneged Melechet Beit Elokim, over the work of the Beit HaMikdash. Kimitzvat HaMelech Aleihem, because they were commanded by the king, V'Amanal Meshoririm, and there was a pact amongst the singers, Dvar Yom B'Yomo, every day. Uptachya ben Meshe Zavel mi bnei Zerach ben Yehuda liad hamelech l'chol davar la'am. Ptachya, from the descendants of Zerach, of the son of Yehuda, was next to the king, right? He was the king's hand, right? He was the king's right hand man for all matters concerning the people. It's now we have a list of all the cities where they lived in the courtyards, in their fields. From the people of Yehuda, Yeshvu b'Kiryat Arba uvnosha. They lived in Kiryat Arba and its suburbs, right? The its towns. Uvidivon uvnotah, and in Divon and its surroundings. Uviyikavtzeel v'chatzira. And in Yikab Tzael, and its surrounding areas of Yeshua, Uvimloda, Uvavet Palet, Uvachatzar Shual, Uver Shava, Uvnoteha. And all these places in the outlying areas, Uvitziklag, Uvmchona, Uvnoteha, Uvein Rimon, Uvitzora, Uviarmut, Zanoach, Adulam, Vachatzerehem, Lachishu Stoteha, Azek, Uvnoteha, Vayachanu, Uver Shava, Adge, Hino. If you look at if you would plot these place areas on a map, right, you're talking about a much more southerly spread than we saw earlier in the Sefer. Remember, there was another in Perek in the second chapter of Ezra, it was a list of all the places where the Jews had returned to, and about as far, you didn't go much further south than Beit Lechem. And now you're talking about Hebron, you're talking about cities like Lachish and Azekah and Tziklag, which are further south towards, towards Beit Shemesh and beyond, towards Kiryat Gat of today, and all the way as far south as all the way down to Beersheba, right? So you're talking about a much wider geographical area than at the beginning of the Sefer. Uvnei Binyamin, and Binyamin, Migava Michmas Vahaya, Uveitel Vnoteha, Anatot Nov, Anania, Chatzor, Ramah, Gitaim, Chadid, Sovim, Nevalat, Lod, Vaono, Gecharashim, Minhalviyim, Achlokot, Yehuda, Levinyamin. And amongst the Levim, Achlokot Yehuda Levinyamin, there were certain parts of Yehuda that were joined to Binyamin. And so all told, right, is the spread of Binyamin was relatively the same. Yehuda expanded dramatically toward the south. So this is, you see that the this is 80 some odd years later, the community of Yehuda had begun to grow, and the population had begun to expand far beyond what it had been after the Aliyah of Zerubbabel.